what makes us what we are and what we're going to be. I think it's that right there. It's grit. It's grit.
And we're back just like that with the next episode of the All Grit Podcast. Boys, we're celebrating. Not only are we celebrating the Lions, but we're just celebrating a Tigers taking game one out in Houston. How are we feeling about that, fellas?
Woo! Literally, just 5 minutes ago, if you're listening to this, Tigers are a playoff winner.
When's the last
time? It's all good times in Detroit, man. It can't get better than this.
I think Clay was, Clay, you were graduating high school the last time they won a playoff game.
Not quite, but it's been a minute.
All right, boys. Listen, so we got the Tigers taking game one. I am your humble host, Caleb, joined by Adrian, Plax, and Clay. You can see us all live on our new StreamYard. Thank you, Adrian, for setting all this fancy stuff up. We also want to thank a special shout-out to Gabe Roberts for giving us that wonderful new intro that we have adopted as the All Grit Podcast intro and outro. So appreciate your hard work with that, Gabe. And a special shout-out to you.
So now
a message from our sponsor.
T. Todd Cleaning Services. Business owners in the greater Lansing area. T. Todd does the dirty work for you and handles your cleaning needs. Contact them today for a free consultation. They've got an easy scheduling of their janitorial, window, and office cleaning services. And you can reach them at ttoddcs.com. That's ttoddcs.com.
Big round of applause for T. Todd. Thank you for helping the pod out. Appreciate you. All right, boys. Lions take Monday Night Football September 30th. Game ends around, 11:30? Crazy game. All right, your thoughts on offense. Let's lead with offense. Adrian, let's start with you.
Man, it was, I mean, I love the expression Dave used last week. It was like a monkey off our back. We saw hints of it in Arizona in the first half. And then the second half, we were like, oh, man, I want more. And last night, man, the offense just, they were clicking. Sure, there was one or two, three and outs throughout the night. But that is exactly the offense that we all expected to see. It's the offense we last saw at the end of the playoffs last year, and they're back. So I think the bye comes at a perfect week for them to kind of finish up polishing a few things and then keep that groove going. So I was super happy to see the offense clicking.
How about you, Plax?
Yeah, monkey off her back. First drive, quick three and out.
Yeah.
Thought maybe the Seattle curse was creeping back in. Seattle also first drive, three and out. Had my mind going towards maybe this will be a somewhat defensive battle. Could not have been more wrong.
Yeah.
Periods of times where thinking, could the Lions possibly be stopped? Then vice versa, is there any way possible we can stop Seattle? I mean, Geno Smith, an absolute clinic. Threw it for like 57 times. Kenneth Walker, huge. We had had him in a lot of second and long, third and longs, but could not get off the field. But as we'll get into later, a couple of big stops late to help get us over the top.
Yeah. In fact, Clay, that reminds me of our bonus pod we threw up there last night. Now, what was your projection of the score? You might want to follow the score here.
Well, as Plax reminded me today in a nice worded text message, I couldn't be more wrong about the score. But in my defense, we played a first half of football, probably the last five games combined going back to last season, but have really slowed down the second. And that's really what we're predicting. I thought we were going to have guns a-blazing the first half and slow down like we have been. But I think that was the best third quarter football that I have seen in a handful of years. Like, what a third quarter. what a game plan to come out and just light up the scoreboard in the third and really take control of the game. But I didn't feel like we had control of the game, but on the scoreboard we did. So,
all right, boys. So I was thinking about this. We're on offense here. I'm going to give you four what I would consider plays of the game on offense, and you tell me which one you like the best. Or if you find something that I do not say, bring it, please, to my attention. So you got four plays to choose from. You got the Demo run. You got the J-Mo tutty. You got the Amon-Ra to seal the game with his tippy toes tutty.
The toe dry swag.
And then you got the Amon-Ra to JG tutty. So four outstanding plays. We're not even going to get into what's his name? 19 running back on Seattle.
Kenneth Walker.
Oh, K9.
K9. Thank you.
When you say Demo run, you're talking about the catch and run, right?
Yeah. But you know, we got to give a little shout out to the ninja work that K9 just did when Anzalone took him down and flipped him twice and still wasn't down. So
respect. You
know, not counting that play, out of those four plays, all right, start with Clay. What's your favorite offensive play?
They're all glorious, but that Demo catch and run just set the vibe for the entire night. Like, that was any other guy catch that, he's down, maybe even fumbles the football. What I mean, we at my house, we rewounded that a couple times. What a play, man. What grit. That's grit right there, man. Like,
Baller's paying for DVR, man. Jeez.
I know. YouTube.com. I mean, YouTube TV, you know, shout out.
Baller. Plax, what you got, man?
Man, I think the one that the sexy pick would be Amon-Ra to Goff, but to me, that quick hitter, I think it was third quarter, to J-Mo.
One play.
Seattle came out firing hot. You know, got the heart rate up a little bit. But that quick hitter, one play, J-Mo, 75 yards, gave me the confidence, you know, we're going to bounce back with whatever they got. I mean, we were looking a little shaky to start the third, but boom, 75 yards, touchdown. Yeah. I think that kind of really set the tone for the second half.
It was like an instant response. It was first play of the drive after they had scored. Yeah. I just want to add on that play, Dave, the running back. Did you guys notice? I couldn't tell who the running back was on that play. I don't know if it was Gibbs or Monty. But they set up the most beautiful block on a free rusher heading straight to Goff. He holds him an extra 2 seconds so that Goff can get that throw off to J-Mo, and he's gone. Yeah. So I just love a good block. Develop. Yeah.
Amon-Ra cleared the safety with the post.
Yep.
And when J-Mo's got a full head of steam, you're just not going to catch
him. Watch out. Yeah, watch out.
Did it make you nervous when he was high stepping from like the 30?
I was like, oh, man.
What are you doing, dude? Just jet it.
Just please get in the end zone.
Nope. He counted it out, bro. He knew Witherspoon was, or whoever it was.
He was like playing with his food, man.
I was wanting Amon-Ra to just throw his body into that defender for like absolutely no reason. Just like body him. But he was just giving him the Memorial Park.
I know we'll get into penalties later in this game, but I want to say, with all these amazing offensive plays, no stupid holdings messed up any of those plays. No dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And that we just played good, clean football on offense.
Yeah.
If we're talking about offense. That was some clean football.
Yeah.
Adrian did get a penalty on that play, though.
Oh, yeah, true. But hey, shout out to
that one. Was Johnson. Worth it. Yeah, that one was worth it. He celebrated the Megatron goalpost dunk.
Yeah.
Quick side point.
Yeah.
This is I've been getting a lot of feedback on a post I commented on earlier on Monday Night Football. How are we able to launch a ball into the third deck with no penalty, but we can't spike the ball over the goalpost like what Kevin Johnson did like 200 times? Yeah.
So I did see that comment too on ESPN. I didn't know it was you that posted that though. It's hilarious. I don't know, but my thought is when Kelvin did do that, the upright bent and it swiveled and it, so they just didn't want anybody to possibly pull on it and break it. So then all of a sudden now the game is delayed. And so they're giving guys impetus not to, to screw the game up like that. That's my only thought. But
he changed the game.
Fair enough.
He always does. All right, Adrian, quick, was that your
point though?
Yeah. But like I said, dude, I was more comfortable. I was more comfortable with the long kick. 100%. I don't trust Bates with a 20-footer or a 20-yarder. I don't trust him. All right, Adrian, was that your same play?
No, man. It was definitely the Monty play. Bro, okay. So, you know, we all go to your house to watch the game and we leave at halftime. So I come home, you know, I'm going through my night routine, brushing my teeth. And in the middle of brushing my teeth and just staring at the TV, Monty just trucks Witherspoon, bro, like takes the man's soul. Like just, I spit out a bunch of toothpaste. Like, like, dude, it was, and then when the rest of the run, bro, I don't know if this is just because I'm hyped because they won. I'm hyped because the Tigers just won. But Monty's run literally was like watching a Barry Sanders highlight. Like, I never got to watch Barry Sanders play, but just all his YouTube highlights and everything, like, that what I saw is the closest I've ever seen to, like, this is how Barry Sanders used to run. Like, the entire team trying to tackle him. Like, he's shedding, like, four or five guys. And they can't get him down until they push him out of bounds. It was sick. And I was watching Good Morning Football this morning, and they did give him the angry run of the week.
Did they? Yeah, he deserved
it. Well-deserved.
Thinking of these plays, another one just popped into my head. It's a very simple play, but I'll just go with it just to be different. I'm going to call it the Vanilla Vic Circle City. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So Vanilla Vic goes back, feels pressure, steps up, guy grabs his foot, so he spins out of it, but it looks like he's
like the Twinkle Toes
ice skater, bro. He does a triple axle, and then immediately there's pressure in his face, and he throws a dime for what, 15, 20 yards to Amon-Ra? Just hits him right in the chest after coming out of a circle. I mean,
it was the J-Mo,
the J-Mo, okay. But now, if Patrick Mahomes does that, if Patrick Mahomes catches the ball like JG did, if Patrick Mahomes does any one of these plays, these guys are on him and they're
top five play of the week.
Oh, yeah. Top one, bro. Top 10. But yet we got Vanilla Vic, and it's just good offensive line. That's what everyone was saying today, bro. Good offensive line.
I gotta admit, when he threw it after that, I'm like, please don't be a pick.
Oh, I really thought
because it was just like, it was crazy that he still had his balance to do. I'm like, is he forcing it? And then when J-Mo caught it, I'm like, dude, he's on tonight. Like, <He's> on and dude, he went 18 for 18.
Ooh. We didn't even talk about that, but we'll talk. We'll bring that up. So let's get into the defensive side of the game here. So that was all of our offensive plays. So defense is a little bit different. It's a little shaky. If you guys want to open it up to everybody, but I don't have much to say on the defense. They let a lot of yards come through, and I'll let you guys take it from there. They still need help. They need help opposite Hutch. That's my thought.
I will say real quick that we missed Brian Branch and Derek Barnes last night.
Yeah.
I think with K-9, you know, he really torched us on the ground, and that's exactly where Derek Barnes helps out in the run game and Brian Branch. Every week, dude, just with the tackling. So I felt like their presence was missed.
I agree. Davis's fumble recovery. What a punch out. Forgot who punched it out. Was it
Captain Jack?
Yeah. Campbell. Just man, what a, but then you also get 7 points off that. That's when you needed 7 off that turnover. So I think after that the defense slowed down a lot, but what a return by Davis to really set up the offense to get a quick 7.
That's a good point, man. Like, I forget about that forced fumble, and then also later on in the game a turnover in the end zone. So it's like it's kind of going back to that old Patricia bend but don't break crap. I mean, we all hated it when he was here, but
I hate hearing it, but we're actually seeing it now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plaques.
Yeah, I think, Rodrigo, he's adequate replacement for sure, but that middle deep zone on the edges, especially on third down, it just seems like Njigba had that underneath that kind of 7 to 12 yards all day. Robertson, though, 8 tackles. I thought he played really, really strong. You know, Terrion, I had a long, long night to think about old Terrion. The penalty, you know, we're 4 weeks in. You know, he's still a rookie. He's obviously, you know, better on the field than off. The penalties can be extremely frustrating. One of them might have been questionable. I think he still played, you know, pretty strong.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad you brought that
up. Talking was getting burned. He's not getting burned. He's just
I'm glad you brought that up. Okuda. Okuda got burnt. Okuda left post. 10 yards, 15 yards in between plays because he would just lose his guy. And yeah, you hate the penalties, but the dude is on them. He's on them like glue. And so all he needs to do is back his hands off a little bit, and he's going to become a good defender in this league.
He had like
he needs a pick to get his confidence up.
He had 3 like pass breakups. He was there. He's just, and I feel like once the refs saw him, you know, being physical, there was a couple ones where they're being so ticky-tacky where I felt like, oh, it's just because it's Terrion, they're calling it. If it's another DB, they're not going to call it. So
they've been doing that all year too.
Yeah.
But who would you rather have, Gardner Johnson or Terrion?
Terrion.
Do you want a guy in the play or do you want a guy out of the play?
Exactly. He gave up he's given up a touchdown each game this year. And then I saw the clips, like they're showing Gardner Johnson giving up his touchdowns. And he is literally 5 yards off of the play every picture.
Yeah.
So
I don't think CJGJ was the hype player that we got, you know, last year. I felt that Ifeatu was playing better safety than CJGJ was coming back from that injury.
What's wrong with him, man? We need him.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know what his injury is or sickness, but he's on IR now.
So he's out an additional 4 weeks after
At least.
Does that include bye week or no?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the rules on that.
It includes bye week. Something that I heard said it's going to be 4 weeks, not including bye. So I'm like, well, that's
neat. Yeah.
Anyway. All right,
let's
get into some quick stat. Oh, okay. Thoughts on Hutch? A crazy stat I heard today. 0 tackles. If I told you Hutch was going to have 0 tackles in the game, you'd think that we got slaughtered.
Bro, you're right.
0 tackles.
Yeah.
They're not even counting the one that Malcolm fed right into him. Not even giving him a half a sack for that. So that's crazy. So, I mean, but they said his pressures were probably the most pressures from any defensive player that's ever been recorded in that one game.
Really? Yeah. Gino did do a good job. I was telling you as I was watching the game, like Gino had like side eyes for him every play, knowing exactly where he was to have a quick outlet whenever he felt Hutch. Because Hutch almost got home so many different times.
He was getting the ball off in under two seconds every play.
Yeah, Gino's a smart quarterback.
Definitely. Yeah, because West Virginia.
Let's go Mountaineers. The pride of West Virginia right there. All right, some stats. Plax might have some JG stats or other stats to mention. JG, what can we say? Besides the 18 for 18, throwing a perfect game, what other stats do you guys appreciate from yesterday's victory?
3 punts apiece, both teams, the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. My sleeper for the game was, you know, in the offseason, we talked a lot about Reynolds' departure and how that was crucial. Big body, catching some big ball, some big catches. And he'd get some sleeper yards, man. He'll get like three catches for 60 yards, some sleepers. But Tim Patrick, man, he had some really...
We're pulling it up.
52 sleeper yards, man, that set up some scoring. So
I like it.
Yep. So anybody listening on Spotify, you need to come over to YouTube because we are now streaming our podcast.
Mm.
We are also showing exclusive content from ESPN. But no, dude, Clay, I feel like we are long lost brothers, bro, because we are always on the same exact page. I also thought like it was so nice to see Tim Patrick out there with some nice routes. Look at this targets. He only got two targets, but he was 2 for 2. So he's acclimating well to the offense, and he's filling in that role, that Josh Reynolds role that we're all kind of looking for.
And he was wide open, man. He was wide open on that, the safety play. He was wide open. He would have made that play if we could have got that playoff, but
yeah.
But yeah, man, solid. Welcome to the, like, that was a great breakout game for him. Just you could definitely will be trustworthy going down to the season.
Yep. I appreciated seeing more Laporta feature in this game too. I was hoping he'd play well enough with that rolled ankle, and man, he didn't look like he was hurt at all. He was full steam. 4 catches for 53 yards.
Averaging 13.3 a catch.
Mm.
You're getting a tight end getting 13 yards per catch. And where's Wright at? Is Wright on there? Yeah, he's averaging 6.5 a catch. I mean, that's unbelievable numbers for tight ends that are just – and like we said, he didn't throw an incompletion. So all these guys, whenever they were thrown to, they were making those yards.
Mm-hmm.
I like this stat line. Jared Goff had more receiving touchdowns Monday night versus Seattle than he had incompletions. Let that soak in. Let that soak in. He's also, I don't have it anymore, but they brought out a list of wide receivers like DK Metcalf, Tyreek Hill, another player. I forget who it was, but they said Jared Goff has more touchdowns than those players starting this week. It's just good stuff, man.
Also, like, it was our fourth 40-point game since the start of last season. That's second most in the NFL. And 5 years ago, if you tell me that Lions would have that stat, I would not believe it. So some good stuff going on in our offense right now.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
Can I just point out real quick that, I mean, according to this, I believe Geno threw it 53 times?
Yeah.
That's insane, dude.
Well, that's what Jared Goff did a couple weeks ago, and they lost.
Yeah, 53 to our 19. That's how much we ran the ball well.
Well, wait a minute. You know? If that's 19, where's the
– Yeah, it was 18 was plus 18, the one 18. From Amon-Ra.
You know where it came from.
You know where it came from.
The sun god, yes. Speaking what of, we got some game balls to give out. Run that across the screen there, Adrian. We got some game balls to throw out there today. So let's start with Clay. You got a lot of players to choose from, my brother. Game
ball. I already gave Tim Patrick a shout out. I almost gave him a game ball because what a game by him. But I got to go with Kirby, man. When they replayed that final pick of the game, I thought it hit the ground.
Yeah, me too.
And so I celebrated. I don't really celebrate that early, but I celebrated and I saw the replay. And then what a play, man. Kirby, man. He is. Was it? I think he had 9 tackles last night too. So,
yeah,
he was a stud. Good
boy. Yep, he had the most tackles last night.
Yep.
Ooh, game ball. This is a hard one.
It is.
I felt like on offense, so many good guys played well, but I just got to give it to Monty, bro. Like his aura. His just attitude, the way he runs on the team. I feel like Jared said it in an interview, like the way he runs makes everyone else want to block for him because just when you think the play's over, he gets out of a tackle. So I'd want to give the game ball to David Montgomery for that crazy awesome run.
Nobody's going to be mad at that. Plax, who you got?
Hate to be the dead horse from last week, but Ben Johnson, like how much more balanced could it get? I wrote this down here. I looked at it twice. Total plays of the game. Seattle, 78 plays. The Lions, 50, even. They almost had 30 extra plays. We put 42 on the board. We only had 26 rushes between Gibbs and Montgomery. Goff had two, but they're for a loss. You know, how much more balanced can you be? It was, you know, it seemed like Montgomery had way more touches than that. Gibbs mm-hmm. actually had two more, but just, you know, wow. The bang, bang. Second drive of the game after the three and out, Goff had hit four different receivers on that drive, but Montgomery finished it off with three straight runs for a touchdown.
Right.
I mean, you can't.
And speaking really of Ben Johnson, I liked how angry he got after that first play to the Laporta. Like you could see, he was disappointed. Like he expected a lot more out of that play. So,
yeah,
I think that fired him up for the rest of the game.
All right, nice one. Plax, no one's gonna disagree with that. I mean, he's been killing it for the last couple of weeks. So I'm just gonna throw Jared Goff in the ring. I've never seen in my lifetime. I mean, it's a well-known stat. It's the first time it's ever been done in NFL history that you've thrown for over 200 and what's the yardage?
Close to 300. It was like
219 for 18. I mean, if that's not game ball, and the sad thing is the coach didn't know that he didn't get a perfect game. Otherwise, he would have given him one because he gave three game balls out last night, but he did not give one out to Goff. So I'll give one out to Goff. Thank you for going 18 for 18. Something Stafford's
Let's
never
go,
done.
Let's go, Jared.
Get out of here. All right, real quick, who fumbled game ball? We got to wrap this up. Who fumbled game ball? We'll start with Clay. This is tough, bro.
It's tough. You're glorifying Ben Johnson, but that was such a could be a scary moment at safety. It's a scary mm-hmm. point of the game. As Lions fans in our history, you're up 42-27, and you still can't celebrate. But you can't give up that safety. That could have been really bad.
Yeah. All right, so you're calling Ben Johnson for on that?
Just the safety play in general. Just the safety.
The decision. No, I agree. That play was horrible. Yeah. Adrian? Yeah.
I think who fumbled – this is tough, but I think as a veteran corner, you can't make these mistakes. And I'm going to say Carlton Davis, and I'll tell you why. I will tell you why. Hold on. This is kind of a hot take.
Carlton Davis hot take on the bottom, bro.
He did fantastic in coverage. He was shadowing DK all night.
Yeah.
I give him an A+ on that. Like, even though he got cooked on that one play where, you know, DK almost got, you know, inches away from a touchdown, like, hey, that happens. I call him a fumble ball because of his run defense. If you run back the film, every time K9, Kenneth Walker, ended up getting those long runs, Carlton Davis was on the left edge, on the left side of the field, where that was his responsibility. Where he just needed to set the edge and make him run inside where his help was.
Yeah.
And he overbit, like, not just once, twice. It was like three times. And that's when K9 got that, like, 20-yard touchdown in the third or fourth quarter. I think it was the fourth quarter. So the reason I give him a fumble ball is just because he's got to set the edge better on his side of the field and contain. Otherwise, you know, he would have had a stellar game, but that's why I give it to him.
Yeah, we're drawing some straws to pick a fumble here. That's all right. Plax, I got one, but you go ahead. You take it first.
Yeah, I mean, we're pinching pennies a little bit. I know we talked about Terrion had a couple tiki tech penalties, but overall, Detroit 12 penalties for 101 yards. It's kind of been a constant through four games. Even the big guys, Panay, Decker, they're getting that 1 to 2 false starts or holding a game. So you get into these tough, especially in-division battles where maybe the offense isn't clicking those penalties. They're kind of hanging around a little bit. So hopefully that's something they'll talk about in the bye week. But if I could mention, I meant to mention this earlier. Have you ever heard a ref say the horse collar was done in the box, so now it's not a penalty?
I've Plax.
Never heard that in my life.
You took mine, Plax.
Yeah,
God dang you.
I was going to
talk about DK Metcalf fumbling the ball because he literally did, and that helped us out. But I said, no, scratch that. And I put refs, horse collar in the end zone. And then not only that, the safety where the ball comes out with forward momentum. And then just because it comes back and is and it crosses the –
the play's over. The play's over.
Imagine this was a runner. The runner runs out of the end zone, gets out, and then gets forced back in. It's still forward momentum. That's not a safety.
Yep.
Lions got screwed on the safety. They got screwed on the horse collar. And, I mean, we can go down. So, who fumbled the ball? The refs. And I know that the
fans are saying the same thing,
bro. They're saying, yep. Oh, that wasn't an offensive PI. And, oh, that wasn't this. But, I mean, we're both saying the same thing. So, just horrible officiating.
Yeah,
I'll say the announcers, too, man. Oh, they wanted Detroit to lose that game. Joe Buck, man. He won Lions lose that game.
Love it, eh? All right. Well, let's do one more shout-out for our sponsor before we kick out of here, bro. What do you say?
T-Todd Cleaning Services.
T-Todd.
Business owners in the greater Lansing area, T-Todd does the dirty work for you and handles your cleaning needs. Contact them today for a free consultation. They got easy scheduling of their janitorial, window, and office cleaning services. That's TTODDCS.com.
That's it. All right, boys, we're at, I like that, 32-13 with the pod. I think that's a wrap. What do you guys think?
Man, I am hyped. Let's keep the season going. Let's keep the energy. Detroit Lions. Let's get on that Tigers. Division. Oh, yeah, Tigers. Man, everything Detroit.
So we will be going into a bye week this week. We're trying to pump out a pod probably just to – well, we already recapped this game, so it'll probably be a preview of the Dallas game.
Yeah, maybe we could get a Dallas fan as a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
I have one, but you have one down in Texas.
Possibly.
You?
I'll talk to him. Okay. He might be listening.
We'll see if we can get him on next week. And sponsors, if you're listening, please give us a shout out. We have a form for you to fill out, and we will rep your business as long as you can get now Plax a mic, because now he's the only one that sounds like he's underwater. So for the All Grit podcast, we are signing out. Holla.